Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:45, quarter till 9. There is a baby formula shortage, and we thought we'd invite Dr. Jay Hescock on, who is a pediatrician and with LSU Health New Orleans, School of Medicine, to talk to us about it. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. I can't imagine anything worse. My kid is 25 now, so it's not so hard, you know, to feed her. But I can't imagine having a baby and not being able to find the formula to feed that child. What age range are we talking about here? Because I forgot. It's been a long time.
Yeah, the main age range involves kids less than a year of age. And we've definitely seen problems with supply chain affecting formula availability over the course of COVID, and then with the recent shutdown of the plant in Michigan after a handful of kids got sick with Chronobacter infections, that formula shortage has just been exacerbated. And if you go to stores these days, looking at the formula shelves, they're, you know, almost nothing on them. It's really, I would imagine, very frightening for families who are trying to provide nutrition for their kids, because there really aren't a lot of other options in that age group.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to have you on. So I hate to use the term workaround, because it seems in some way to trivialize this, and I don't mean to do that at all, because it is very important. But what options do parents have if they have these young kids?
Well, I think a lot of families start with a specific type of formula, specific brand of formula, and the brands of formula, while the companies that produce them would lead you to believe that there's a big difference in their formula over someone else's, there's probably not. All of them are FDA regulated and contain an appropriate amount of nutrients, at least those that are produced in the United States and sold in the United States. So switching from one brand to another, if you can't find the brand that you usually use, is okay, provided you're using the same type of formula. As kids get older, like past 6 months of age, they're starting to eat some other foods, which, you know, decreases the amount of formula that they need as part of their nutrition, although they do typically take formula until about a year of age, at which point we switch to whole milk that you can buy just at the grocery store. And if kids are getting close to that one-year mark, it may be okay to switch a little bit earlier, provided they're eating enough iron-rich foods, because cow's milk is not very rich in iron.
So, go ahead, doctor. I don't mean to interrupt you, please.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so a lot of people are going to say, well, what about breastfeeding? That's not an option for everyone, I presume, and talk
sure
about that, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we as pediatricians always recommend breastfeeding as the optimal nutrition for children during that period of time. And while there are many factors that go into a mother's choice to breastfeed, this certainly could become one of them, at least for those mothers who are currently expecting and will be delivering soon. For someone who's delivered, you know, 4 to 6 months ago and hasn't been breastfeeding, it would be very challenging to get milk production up and going at that point in time, if not impossible. So hopefully this will sway some new mothers to initiate and continue with breastfeeding and be another factor that they consider when making that decision. But like you said, it's not always an option for everyone, especially if they didn't start off breastfeeding.
Let me take a quick break, and I'll open the phone lines here, 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Heart Jeweler WWL Talk and Text Line. If you have any questions for Dr. Jay Hescock, as we talk about this baby formula shortage, and I'm getting texts from people saying they have young babies that didn't even realize this was going on. The doc's a pediatrician, works for LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, 504-260-1870 if you got any questions. It is time for traffic now on WWL. 8:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Jay Hescock, a pediatrician with LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, about this baby formula shortage. And somebody texted in about mixing and matching baby formulas and getting what you can get your hands on. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? And, Doc, again, it's been 25 years, so I'm a little bit behind on this stuff. You're going to have to help me with this.
Sure. So I kind of mentioned the mixing and matching of brands, which, you know, if you need to switch from one to the other because the one that you've previously been using is unavailable, that should be fine, provided they're the same type of formula. There are some types of formula that are specifically made for kids with milk protein allergies or other absorption problems, and you probably don't necessarily want to be switching from one of those sorts of formulas to a regular formula if your child has those sorts of issues. But going the other way, if your child doesn't have any issues and that's all you can find, it's, those formulas can contain all the nutrients and electrolytes that they need for growth, and that should be fine. In terms of mixing the formula, it's very important that you always mix the formula the way the instructions say on the can, because if you end up trying to dilute the formula to make it last longer, then you can start to run into issues where the child's not getting enough calories, not getting enough nutrients, not getting enough electrolytes, and especially with regard to certain electrolytes, if they're not getting enough, those electrolytes can fall to dangerously low levels, and they can have things like seizures and other serious medical complications arise when that happens.
So what are you hearing from your patients? Is this a big, serious concern where they're going from store to store to store and trying to get things online? And if they are, what do they have to watch out there for there?
Yeah, I think they are having to go to multiple stores, and I know some families are probably, you know, talking to the people at the stores, finding out when they're coming in. A lot of stores are now starting to restrict the number of cans that you can buy at any given time to make sure that other people have access to the formula, kind of like what's happened with toilet paper and stuff during COVID. I went to a number of stores yesterday, and there are definitely cans of formula on the shelves. It's just very limited right now. So I think if you're looking around, you can find a formula to use. It just may not be the brand that you've been using, you know, for the past few weeks. It's just going to take a little bit more time and shopping around for families to find what they need in some cases. And it's hard to find stuff online right now as well. A lot of it's sold out. You need to be diligent and look frequently. And I would probably say, you know, trying to keep a week or two of formula on hand is a reasonable amount. At this point in time, I'd anticipate that the companies are really ramping up production, and hopefully this won't last too much longer.
Only a couple of seconds left. There's some definite don'ts that parents should not do.
Don't dilute the formula. Definitely don't use just milk that you buy at the store in kids that are less than 6 months of age, especially things like plant-based milks like almond milk and stuff like that. Those generally don't have the nutrients and calories and protein that young children need. So I would definitely avoid those sorts of things.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time, Dr. Jay Hescock with LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. We'll take a break, come back, talk to David Hammer about, believe it or not, the Road Home program from Katrina.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.